Our gracious God and Father, how we thank you for your faithfulness and mercy and goodness to us.
我们蛮有恩典的父啊，我们的神，我们多么的感谢你的怜悯，你的恩典和你的爱。
We change, but you change not.
我们总是改变，但是你从不改变。
Your ways are not our ways.
你的道路不是我们，不像我们的道路。
But Lord, we want to thank you that you show us secrets from your very heart when you, in the Gospels of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是父啊，我们感谢你，您借着主耶稣基督的福音，把你心里的秘密启示给我们看。
And so Father, tonight as we again open your word, and our brother Jürgen speaks to us, we pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts, open the scriptures to us.
主啊，我们再次的感谢您，今天借着Jürgen弟兄把您的真理讲给我们听，也求您打开我们的心，让我们能够领受。
And we would pray, Lord, that our hearts might be searched, that our hearts might be enlarged.
主要盼望我们的心也能够被我们查验，也使我们的心能够扩大。
And Lord, may we understand and receive all that you have for us in the person of your beloved Son.
让我们能够领受您借着您的爱子所向我们启示的一切领受到我们的心里来。
And so, Father, we pray a blessing upon our brother Jürgen as he speaks. May your Holy Spirit be his guide and teacher this evening as he would speak to us.
我们特别的求您祝福 Jürgen 弟兄，当他今天给我们教导的话语的时候，求您的圣灵与他同在，引导他。
And we give you thanks, O God our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，向我们的父献上感恩。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jürgen.
Well, warmest greetings, dear friend. It's good to be with you again today.
亲爱的朋友们，今天很高兴再次看到大家，给大家最热烈的问候。
We are looking at the person of Christ in the book of Mark, and this time we want to consider the humility of Christ.
我们一直在查考在马可福音里面描述的耶稣基督。那今天呢，我们来看耶稣基督的谦卑。
In the ancient world, humility was not considered a virtue.
在古代的时候谦卑不认为是一个美德。
It was seen as weakness, as a lack of manliness.
人们把谦卑的认为 是软弱，是缺少男人气概。
There are no ancient writings prior to Christianity that present humility as a quality to be admired.
那在这个基督这个信仰那个建立之前没有哪一个古代的著作呢是来宣扬这个谦卑作为一个美德的。
In secular Greek literature, humility was spoken of in a derogatory manner.
在这个古希腊的这个文学作品里面谦卑一般都是和这个低等软弱等同的这样的一个词。
And it is fascinating that humility that was looked down upon in the ancient world was elevated by Christianity to be one of the most important virtues.
但是有趣的就是在古代被藐视的这样一个谦卑的这个品德呢在这个基督信仰兴起以后呢就把它抬高到一个人们所尊崇所崇尚的这样的一个美德。
When St. Augustine was asked, what are the three most important Christian virtues? He replied, humility, humility, humility.
当然有人问这个奥古斯丁的时候就是这个基督徒最大的这个品格的这个最突出的品格特点是什么呢他说了三个谦卑就是谦卑谦卑谦卑。
And the great theologian understood the fundamental importance of this quality.
所以我们要知道这个品格的这个基本它为什么这么重要。
we now recognize that true greatness involves humility.
嗯，所以我们现在明白了，就是真正的伟大呢，是包含谦卑的。
And this lesson came to us from the remarkable life that Christ lived.
嗯，那我们能学到这一点呢，就是通过主耶稣基督这个伟大的生命来学到的。
He gave the world the most amazing example of humility.
嗯，那他向这世人呢展示了一个神奇妙的这个谦卑的榜样。
And he showed us what true greatness really looks like.
嗯，他向我们显明真正的伟大是什么样子的。
So we want to examine the magnificence of Christ's humility as presented in the Gospel of Mark.
嗯，所以我们今天呢，就来仔细的看在马可福音里面所展示给我们的看的，就是主耶稣基督这个伟大的谦卑。
How did Christ demonstrate humility?
嗯，那主耶稣是怎么来显明谦卑的呢？
First of all, we see his humility in identifying with sinners.
嗯，那首先呢，就是他把他自己和罪人等同，就是混同在一起，他是和罪人交朋友的。
Let's read the first verses of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
嗯，我们看马可福音的一章一节说，神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
As it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.
嗯，第二节，正如先知以赛亚说，以赛亚书上记着说，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
嗯，第三节，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
The prophet Isaiah spoke of the arrival of someone who would come to announce the coming of Messiah.
嗯，那以赛亚在这里面其实他是在预言说，在弥赛亚来之前呢，会有人来做一些事情来预备道路的。
That was John the Baptist.
嗯，这个人指的就是施洗约翰。
John was like a herald who went before the Roman emperor arrived at a certain town.
嗯，那他有点像什么？就像当时的，如果罗马皇帝要到一个城去的话，前面会有一些先锋官呢，先要到这个城里面去清扫道路。
The man would call the people to repair the roads, clear away the stones, and get ready because Caesar was about to arrive.
嗯，那他做的工作呢，就这些先锋官的工作呢，就是让人们都退开，把这个道路都清空，然后说这个凯撒要来了，你们要预备好。
So John the Baptist comes and makes a similar announcement.
嗯，所以施洗约翰来呢，也是做一个类似这样的一个宣告的。
He says, "Get ready, somebody is coming."
所以他就是说，你们要准备好，因为有重要的人物要来了。
He's the Lord, the Messiah. He is God.
他是主，他是弥赛亚，他是神。
The glory of the Lord is about to be revealed.
嗯，那神的荣耀呢，马上就要显明了。
Well, something tremendous is about to happen.
有一些了不起的事情要发生了。
God is about to manifest Himself in a way never seen before.
嗯，那神要用我们从来没有看到过的一个方式要显明出来了。
So John the Baptist appears and he begins his work.
嗯，所以施洗约翰他先出现，他先开始他的工作。
He preaches and baptizes multitudes in the Jordan River.
他讲道，他也在约旦河给很多的人施洗。
He tells the people that someone is about to appear on the stage.
嗯，他告诉人们说，有一个重要的人物要出现在历史的舞台上了。
And according to the Old Testament prophecies that we read here, it is God Himself who is about to come among them.
嗯，那按照我们刚才读的这个旧约的这个预言啊，像以赛亚这个预言呢，它是指神自己要来了。
In verse 7, we read this, and He preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I." whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose.
我们看第 一章七节，他传道说，有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的。
Verse 8, I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
第八节，我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
John says three things about the one who is about to come.
在这里呢，对于将来要来的这个人，施洗约翰呢是提出了三点。
He is someone of great power.
一个呢，他是有极大的能力的。
He is someone of great dignity.
还有就是他的身份很尊贵。
And he will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他是要用圣灵来施洗的。
An extraordinary Messiah is about to come.
这个卓越的了不起的这个弥赛亚要来了。
When would he come?
那他什么时候来呢?
What would his arrival be like?
他来会是一个什么样子呢?
Something remarkable is about to take place.
一定是有一些什么伟大的惹人注意的事情会发生的。
Finally, the long-awaited moment arrives, but it was not at all as the people expected.
最后呢，这个人们期待已久的这个时刻终于来到了，但是却跟人们所想象的完全不一样。
There was no band, no pomp, no publicity.
没有什么公开的宣告，也没有这个礼炮声，没有这些都没有。
There was no special reception.
也没有特别的这个接待的这个仪式。
Messiah did not even identify himself.
而且弥赛亚他自己都不说自己。就是不把自己显明出来。
One day he quietly appeared.
有一天他就是这么静悄悄的就出现了。
And he took his place in the lineup of sinners who were waiting to be baptized.
他就在那些排队等着要受那个施洗约翰洗的那些罪人中间排队，在中间排队一点点往前走。
Perhaps in front of him there was a drunkard, and perhaps behind him a prostitute or a thief.
也可能排在他前面的呢，就是一个酗酒喝醉了的人，排在他后面呢，可能就是一个小偷或者是一个妓女。
The Messiah is standing in line, waiting to be baptized along with the others.
所以这个弥赛亚啊，他就排在这个众人中间呢，等待也来这个受这个施洗约翰的洗。
Nobody had expected something like this.
没有人期待会有这样的事情发生。
So John is baptizing the people.
所以那时候施洗约翰正在给人施洗。
And so far, no one has realized that the Messiah was already there among them.
所以没有人意识到弥赛亚其实就在他们中间了。
He stands with the other sinners, waiting his turn to be baptized.
他跟其他的罪人站在一起排队，等到他排到轮到他来受洗。
Now, Mark describes John's baptism in verse 5, and it says this, Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins.
马可是怎么描述施洗约翰的呢？就是在一章五节，他说，犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Each person went out into the river, confessed his sins, and was baptized.
所以每个人呢，都到约旦河那里去承认他们的罪，然后受洗。
It was a baptism of repentance.
这个受洗呢，是悔改的洗。
But what was the Holy Son of God doing there?
那这个圣洁的神的儿子，他在那里去干嘛的呢？
What is Jesus going to repent of?
耶稣有什么要悔改的呢？
What sins is he going to confess?
他有什么罪要承认呢？
The truth is he did not come to confess his own sins, he had none.
那真实的情况是呢，他不是来承认他自己的罪的，因为他没有犯过罪。
He came to confess our sins as if they were his own.
他是来替我们来认罪的，好像我们的罪就是他的罪一样。
He came to take our sins and go down under the waves of God's judgment.
所以他要把我们的罪背在他的身，放在他的身上，然后呢进到水里，进到水里就表明接受神的审判。
And what happened in the river was a figure of what was going to happen at the cross.
那他在水里受洗这个呢，就是预表将来，也是一个图画，预表他将来在十字架上所要经历的。
In all this we see the wonderful humility of the Son of God.
所以在这样的一个场景中呢，我们就看到了神的儿子他的奇妙的谦卑。
At the Jordan River, Jesus stood with the sinners.
所以在约翰在约旦河那里呢，耶稣是和其他的罪人站在一起的。
He identified himself with the broken, the fallen, and the wayward.
所以他是把自己等同于那些堕落的跌倒的罪人的。
He did not need to undergo a baptism of repentance.
他本来是不需要去经过这个悔改的洗的。
However, he stood in line and was baptized.
但是他还是排队，排在那所有等待受洗的人当中。
He was demonstrating his solidarity with us.
他是在显明他跟我们是一体的，就是他是认同，是等同于我们的。
He was numbered with the transgressors, says the Bible.
圣经说他算作这个罪人，在算在罪犯当中了。
He was joining our cause.
他是放就是和我们的这个代价是一样的。
He was saying in effect, "You are not alone. I have come to stand with you."
他实际上用这样的行动在说，就你们不是孤单的，我和你们站在一起。
I am going to go under the waters of death.
我是要经过这个死亡之河的。
I am going to take your sins.
我要把你们的罪担在我的身上。
I am going to die your death.
我要去替你们而死。
And I will rise again to new life, to bring life to all those who believe in me.
然后我也要复活，得到新的生命，给所有相信我的人以新的生命。
What I am doing in the Jordan is a symbol of the reality that will take place at the cross.
我在约旦河所经历的这个呢，是将来在十字架上那个现实的一个预表，一个反应。
Jesus was numbered with sinners so that we may be numbered with the righteous.
所以耶稣呢列在罪人当中，为的是让我们以后也列在义人当中。
When Jesus was baptized, everyone thought this was just another sinner who had come to repent.
当耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候呢，别人可能认为他也是众多的罪人之一，他也是来悔改的。
And just then, the baptism service was interrupted by a voice from heaven.
但是他受洗以后呢，就这个整个的这个受洗的过程就被天上的一个声音所打断了。
The Father spoke, and he said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
是天父在说话，他说你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This was a message also for everyone present that day.
这个信息呢，是给当时在场的所有的人听的。
God was saying, in effect, "Don't be mistaken. This is not another sinner."
那神其实是在说话，说你们不要误解了，他不是另外一个罪人。
This is my holy and beloved Son who has always fulfilled my will.
他是我所喜爱的圣洁的儿子，他总是遵行我的旨意的。
And God clarifies who that was getting baptized by John.
所以天父实际上是在宣告讲清楚，就是刚刚被施洗约翰受洗的这个人是谁。
The word that came from heaven actually is a quote from two Old Testament verses.
那刚才父神从天上说的这句话呢，实际上是旧约的一句经文的引用。
You are my beloved son. That's a quote from Psalm 2 that speaks of God's chosen king.
你是我的爱子，这个是从诗篇第二篇里面摘选出来的，意思说他是神所拣选的王。
In you I am well pleased. That's a quote from Isaiah 42 that speaks of God's perfect servant.
嗯，然后是我所喜悦的，是从以赛亚书42章里面引用的。这里面讲的就是他是神完美的仆人。
So we have two passages from the Old Testament quoted here.
嗯，所以天父从天上说的这句话呢，实际上是引用了旧约的两句预言，两句话。
One verse presents Messiah as king, the other presents Messiah as servant.
嗯，那前一句呢是表明弥赛亚是王，后一句呢表明弥赛亚是仆人。
Will the Messiah be a king or will he be a servant?
嗯，那弥赛亚是到底是王呢，还是一个仆人呢？
Which one of the two roles will he play?
那他到底是来扮演哪一个角色的呢？
Is he going to reign or is he going to serve?
那他来是来统治的呢，还是来服侍的呢？
This word from heaven tells us that the one who was being baptized is both a king and a servant.
所以这个从天上来的父神的声音告诉我们，他两个都是，他是王，他也是来服侍的。
There's no contradiction here because as we learn in the book of Mark, he who wants to be great in the kingdom must be the servant of all.
嗯，所以这两者之间是没有冲突的，因为我们从马可福音里面能学到，谁要成为变成最大的，那他就要服侍所有的人。
Those who occupy the thrones in the kingdom of God are the servants.
嗯，那是那些仆人最后是坐在那个神国的那个宝座上的。
And if that's how it works in God's program, then we would expect the king to be first a servant.
嗯，所以既然神国的这个规则是这样制定的话，所以我们就可以期待那个来做王的那一位，他也是以仆人的身份来的。
And that's exactly what happens.
嗯，这就是实际就是这么发生的。
The king comes to serve.
嗯，那个王来服侍人了。
Some think they are great because they have managed to climb to a high place.
嗯，那有些人想要成为伟大的人，他们就努力要爬到那个最高的位置上。
He being great came down from a high place and he came to serve.
嗯，但是其实那个真正伟大的这位王呢，他却来到这个最低处，他来服侍人。
And in the process, he demonstrated true greatness.
嗯，所以在这个过程中呢，他把什么才是最伟大的？才是什么才是真正的伟大显明出来给我们看。
Our Lord demonstrated humility in his baptism. He also demonstrated humility by living in a despised village.
嗯，所以主在他这个施洗这个过受洗这个过程中显明他的谦卑，同时主也在他在一个很荒僻低微的一个村落里面生活这个状态显明他的谦卑。
Notice. Verse 9, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee.
嗯，我们看一章的九节说，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来。
Mark tells us that he came from the town of Nazareth.
嗯，所以这里马可福音告诉我们，耶稣是从这个拿撒勒这个小城来的。
One of the most common names to identify Christ in the Bible is Jesus of Nazareth.
嗯，有在这个福音书里面对耶稣的一个常用的称呼呢，就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
No one in the New Testament mentions it more than Mark does.
嗯，但是这个称呼呢，在其他福音书里都没有在马可福音里面提到的多。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but people did not identify him with Bethlehem, but with Nazareth.
耶稣其实是在伯利恒出生的，但是人们却不把耶稣呢算作伯利恒人，而是把耶稣算作拿撒勒人。
Nazareth is the place where Jesus spent most of his earthly life.
嗯，拿撒勒呢是主耶稣在这地上度过的时光里面呢待的最长的一个地方。
At age 30, he left Nazareth to begin his ministry, and everyone knew him as Jesus of Nazareth.
嗯，他在三十岁的时候呢，离开拿撒勒开始他的公开服事，所以人们都知道他是从拿撒勒来的耶稣。
Nazareth was located in the province of Galilee.
嗯，拿撒勒呢是在加利利这个省的。
the Galileans were looked down upon by the religious elite of Jerusalem.
这个加利利呢, 是, 远离这个当时的这个宗教中心,
Nazareth was a tiny village in this despised province.
那拿撒勒这个省呢, 本身就被人瞧不起了, 然后那拿撒勒呢, 又是这个被人瞧不起的省份的一个很小的一个小城市。
Nazareth was so insignificant that it doesn't show up in any ancient literature.
拿撒勒这个城市真的是毫不起眼啊, 以至于它在古代的一些文献里面从来没有出现过。
Jesus of Nazareth was not a title that anyone would be proud of.
那耶稣被称为拿撒勒人的耶稣啊，这个称呼可不是一个让人引以为豪的一个称呼。
The town of Nazareth had a very bad reputation.
而且拿撒勒这个城啊，它的名声非常的不好。
The reputation was so bad that one commented, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
他的名声啊，差到一个程度，甚至有人会说，在圣经里记载这个拿但业说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
When the list of the best cities to live in Israel came out, surely Nazareth was at the end of the list.
那如果让犹太人排一个清单呢，哪些是最不宜居住的、最差的这个城市的话，拿撒勒一定在这个清单上。
But notice, the Son of God did not come to live in Jerusalem, the city of religion.
但是我们要注意到，这个神的儿子他来到地上，他不是住在这个宗教中心耶路撒冷的。
He did not live in Rome, the city of power.
那他也不是住在这个权力中心罗马。
He did not live in Athens, the great city of philosophy.
他也没有住在这个伟大的这个哲学中心这个雅典。
He lived in a despised village and identified himself with people that nobody cared about.
然后他是住在一个被人藐视的一个城镇，让人们都看不起他，都不会注意到他的。
And he never clarified that he was actually from Bethlehem.
他从来也没有主动告诉过别人说我其实是伯利恒人，我是伯利恒出生的。In
all this, we see the amazing humility of Jesus.
所以从这一点呢，我们也可以看见主耶稣基督这个伟大的谦卑。The
name Nazareth was seen on the cross where Jesus died.
而且在主耶稣死在十字架上的时候呢，十字架上那块牌子上面也出现了拿撒勒这个名字。The
sign said, "Jesus of Nazareth." King of the Jews.
那这块牌子上面写的是拿撒勒人耶稣，犹太人的王。When
the disciples went to the tomb after his resurrection, an angel said, "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here."
当主耶稣复活的那天早晨的时候，当门徒去空坟墓看的时候，那个天使也说：“你们是在这里找这个拿撒勒人耶稣吗？他已经不在这里了。”
The Lord used this name when he spoke to Saul of Tarsus from heaven on the road to Damascus.
然后主耶稣呢，也是用这个名字来称呼他自己的，当他对这个去大马士革路上的这个扫罗，大树的扫罗说话的时候。
He said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
他对扫罗说，我就是拿撒勒人耶稣，你所逼迫的那一位。
Jesus took that name that no one wanted, and he took it to heaven.
所以主耶稣把这个没有人想要的这个名字，一直把它带到了天堂上去。In
all this, we see the remarkable humility of Christ.
所以从这一点上，我们也看到主耶稣基督那难以描述的谦卑呀。We
also see his humility in that he showed no interest in obtaining fame or recognition.
我们还可以从主耶稣从来不想给自己树立什么名声这一点上来看出他的谦卑。
Jesus showed a complete disregard for obtaining glory from men.
那主耶稣基督常常表现出来的是他毫不在意人所给他的荣耀。
Mark repeatedly mentions that Jesus shunned all publicity regarding his miracles.
马可福音多次记载呢，当人们想要把他所做的这个就是神迹奇事公开宣扬的时候，他总是制止别人的。
Jesus frequently commanded people to say nothing about the miracles he did.
所以他多次的告诉别人说不要去讲他所做的神迹奇事。
And all through the book of Mark, we read phrases such as, look, don't tell anyone anything.
所以在贯穿马可福音史中，我们常常看到主这么嘱咐人呢，说你不要把这事告诉任何人。
We read, he commanded them much that no one should know.
所以他更多的是告诉别人说不要让别人知道。
It says he ordered them not to tell anyone.
所以他命令别人不要把这件事告诉任何人知道。
Again and again, Jesus commanded people to be silent.
所以一次又一次主耶稣基督嘱咐人要保持沉默，不要说话。
Christ was interested in the approval of God, not in the applause of the crowds.
所以耶稣基督他更感兴趣的是神天父的认可，而不是众人的掌声。
When he healed a sick person, he did not need acknowledgments or rewards.
所以当他医治好一个生病的人的时候，他不需要别人的认可，也不需要从来自人的奖赏。
He did not attempt to get his miracles published in the newspapers.
他也不希望他的这个神迹奇事出现在报纸上。
The fame, the crowds, the popularity, those things were of no concern to Christ.
像名声啊，这个知名度啊，这些东西对主耶稣基督来说他是毫不在意的。
He was pleased to serve, to bless, and to heal.
他很愿意去服侍去祝福别人，去医治别人。
And recognition for his service.Was of no interest to him.
但他对他服侍的这个认可，他是没有兴趣的。
The Lord taught us in the Sermon on the Mount that we should not do our good deeds to be seen of men.
那主耶稣在登山宝训上的时候教导我们，我们不要把好事做在人前。
And he taught us to pray, to fast, and to give in secret.
他让我们总是要在私下的时候，就是悄悄的去祷告，去帮助别人，去施舍钱财。
And Christ is the supreme example of that humility that seeks only God's approval.
在这方面呢，就是寻求单单寻求神的认可这方面的表现出来的谦卑呢，耶稣是我们的榜样。
The story is told of a man who was walking with his father out in the country.
那有一个故事讲到有一个人和他的父亲一起走出这个乡村。
And the father said, besides the bird singing, do you hear anything else?
那爸爸问他说你除了听到鸟叫还听到什么别的了吗？
He began to listen, and then he said, I can hear the noise of a cart.
然后他就开始注意听了，他说我好像听到那有车的声音。
And his father said, yes, it's an empty cart.
然后他爸爸说那是一辆空车。
And the man asked his father, how do you know it's an empty cart if we haven't seen it yet?
然后这个人就问他爸爸说我们没有看到这辆车，你怎么就知道这辆车是空的呢？
His father said, it's very easy to know when a cart is empty,Because of the noise it makes.
然后他爸爸说这很容易，因为一个空车啊，它发出来的声音总是很响的，是那种手推的那种车啊。
The emptier the cart, the more noise it makes.
那一个这种手推的这个车越空啊，它发出来的声音就越响。
And people who brag and boast could well learn a lesson from the cart.
所以从这个车这个教训这个故事里面啊，那些吹牛的人，那些骄傲的人可以学到一些功课。
The emptier the cart, the greater noise it makes.
这个车呢越是空，越是没装什么东西呢，它发出来的声音就越响。
Humility consists in keeping silent about our virtues and allowing others to discover them.
所以谦卑呢，总是 自己在对自己的这个美德的评价下评价上呢是不出声的，是让别人来评价的。
And no one did that better than the Lord himself.
那在这一点上呢，没有比主做得更好的人了。
The Lord never tried to highlight his own achievements.
主耶稣从来不会去到处宣扬他所取得的成就的。
In Mark 5, when a woman touched him and was healed,
在马可福音五章里面，当一个妇人摸了他一下，病就得医治的时候。
Jesus did not say to her, "My power has saved you."
主耶稣没有对她说，是我的能力医治了你。
Rather, he said to her, "Your faith has saved you."
相反，主耶稣是说，女儿，你的信救了你。
He played down his own participation in the miracle that had happened.
其实他是把他在这个医治的这个神迹当中的作用啊，其实是不提了，放到一边了。
He minimized the role that he had played.
所以他把他发挥的这个作用啊，其实描述到最小化。
Perhaps it is helpful to clarify that humility is not self-hatred.
或者我们说这个谦卑啊，也不是自己恨自己。
It does not consist in despising oneself.
也不是说呢自己瞧不起自己就是谦卑，不是的。
It consists in not focusing on oneself.
那谦卑呢是指你的注意力根本不在你自己身上。
It is the absence of self-centeredness.
是完全不以自己为中心。
It is living focused on others.
是你的注意力都是在别人的身上。
And that is what Jesus did.
这就是主耶稣基督所做的。
And he did it as no one has ever done.
所以他做的事情是没有人别人其他人做到的过的。
And the Lord was quick to turn down compliments.
而且别人要表扬他的话，主耶稣总是赶紧就制止，就撇开。
And a rich young ruler came to him one day in Mark 10, and he said, "Good teacher."
在马可福音的十章里面，有一个年轻的做官的人呢，富有的做官的人到他那里去说，良善的夫子啊。
It was true. The master was good, good in the highest sense of the word.
当然，我们的主是良善的，他的良善呢是。无可比拟的伟大的。
But notice how Christ answered in Mark 10 verse 18. Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God."
我们看主耶稣基督对别人称他是良善的这个他是怎么回答的呢？在马可福音的十章十八节，耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。”
No person is the author of his own virtue.
所以一个人的这个美德啊，不是他自己说出来的。
God is the source of all virtue.
不是，一个人的美德不是他自己从自己里头出来的，所有的美善的东西都是从神这个源头出来的。
Any goodness seen in human beings comes from above.
凡是在人身上能见到的哪怕一点点好处啊，它都是从神来的。
And therefore, God is the only one who truly deserves to be called good.
所以唯有神一位啊，他是配得这个称号的，称他为良善的，只有神配得这个称号。
The things that we achieve in our lives are not merely the result of our own efforts.
所以我们在人生中所取得的任何一点成就啊，都不是靠我们自己的努力取得的。
Our achievements are the result of God-given talents and help received from others.
但我们的成就是取决于，是来自于神给我们的才能，以及从别人那里得着的帮助。
We should remember that when we are praised for our achievements.
所以当我们赞美我们自己的成就的时候，我们要记得这一点。
A proud person merely accepts the praise.
那一个骄傲的人呢，他就是大言不惭的就接受别人的赞美了。
A humble person deflects the praise to others who made the achievement possible.
那一个谦卑的人呢，他会把这个别人的赞美啊，归给那些是帮助他取得这个成就的那些人。
Proverbs 27:21 says that a person is tested by the praise he receives.
在箴言的27:21说，一个人当他被人赞美的时候呢，其实是他受试验的时候。
When I receive praise, I am being tested.
就当我接受别人赞美的时候呢，其实就是在接受检验了，所以人的称赞也试炼人。
Will I demonstrate pride or humility?
那这个时候我是面对别人的 称赞，我显明出来是我的骄傲呢，还是我的谦卑？
Will I simply accept the compliment or will I deflect it to others?
我是就这样接受别人的这个表扬夸赞呢，还是我把这个赞美就归给别人的头上呢？
Jesus passed the test and showed remarkable humility.
主耶稣基督当然通过了这个考试，他向我们显明了极大的谦卑。
Look for a moment what it says in Philippians chapter 2.
我们看看腓立比书的二章是怎么说的。
In verse 9, we read, Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
在二章的九节里面，神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth.
第十节，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
第十一节，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Notice the last phrase that we just read.
要注意看我们刚才读的最后的这一段话。
One day when the entire universe proclaims the supremacy of Jesus as Lord, what does he do?
当有一天啊，这天上、地上、地底下所有的万物都称耶稣基督为主的时候，那主耶稣基督是怎么做的呢？
What Jesus does is to give all the glory to his Father.
那耶稣所做的就是把所有的荣耀都归给他的父神了。
The Father gets the glory.
是父神得着了荣耀。
It's another example of his amazing humility.
还有一个他这个令我们惊奇的谦卑的例子啊。
Notice to his humility in associating with people who were looked down upon by others.
那就是看他是怎么对待那些被别人瞧不起、看低的那些人的、低看的那些人的。
We'll go back to chapter 1 and read verse 16. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
我们可以看吧，再回到马可福音的一章啊，我们看十六节，耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
Verse 17, then Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
十七节，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus selected a group of followers who had no status in the community.
所以耶稣选了一群人做他的门徒啊，这些人都是在社会上没有什么地位的。
Some of them smelled like fish.
他们有些人身上都是那个鱼腥味啊。
They were simple men of the working class.
他们就是这个劳动阶层的人的普通一员呢。
Who else might Jesus call to follow him?
我们看耶稣还呼召了谁来跟从他呢？
Chapter 2, verse 14. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, Follow me. So he arose and followed him.
我们再看二章的十四节， 二章十四节，耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒非的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
And here Jesus calls a despised tax collector.
在这里面，耶稣呼召了一个被人瞧不起的这个税吏呀。
It was one thing to call fishermen, but now he calls a man who was seen as a thief and a traitor.
那呼召渔夫是一回事，现在呢，他甚至呼召了一个当别人看来是这个卖国贼，是这个偷就是小偷偷钱的这个罪人税吏，又是另一回事了。
And when he was done, Jesus had 12 men who had no status, no social status at all.
当主耶稣把十二个门徒都呼召完了以后，你会发现这十二个门徒没有一个是在这个社会上是有什么名声、有什么地位的。
The Lord never tried to increase his prestige by surrounding himself with people who were highly respected in the community.
主耶稣基督从来不会试图通过他周围围着的人呢，都是什么很高位、很显贵的人来抬高他的身价的。
We might think that bankers and successful businessmen would have increased the impact of his ministry.
有的时候我们可能会认为，比如说一些银行家呀，或者是一些很成功的人士啊，那他们可能会使这个神国的这个事工啊更有果效。
But Christ called 12 disciples who were nobodies, simple, ordinary folk.
但是主耶稣基督呼召的门徒啊，他们就是很普通的人，都是小人物。
And the Son of God had no trouble associating with them.
但是神的儿子呢，跟他们相处是毫无问题的，毫无困难的。
We constantly see the Lord in the company of people with bad reputations.
我们常常看见主耶稣基督，他都是和谁相处呢？就是和那些名声不好的人相处的。
He healed them.He hugged them. He loved them.
他医治他们，他拥抱他们，他爱他们。
And horror of horrors, he even sat down to eat with them.
而且更让人惊奇的是，让甚至恐怖的是，他甚至和他们一起坐下来吃饭。
For a Jew, sitting down to eat with someone was very significant.
对犹太人来说，你坐下来和什么样的人吃饭，对他们来说是非常重要的一件事。
It was a sign of acceptance, of reconciliation, of brotherhood.
那坐下来和别人吃饭呢，是代表你接纳他，而且把他当成兄弟一样看待的。
The religious leaders could never understand why Jesus would eat with people like that.
那些宗教领袖们，他们永远也不能明白耶稣为什么愿意和这些人坐在一起吃饭。
But Jesus did not come to associate with the high and mighty.
但主耶稣基督来啊，他不是要去和那些有大能的这个高位的人去交往的。
He spent time with the common, ordinary people.
他来是要和那些普通的人一起花时间在他们的身上的。
And he let them know that God loved them.
让他们知道神爱他们。
The wonderful thing about Jesus of Nazareth is that he still associates with ordinary people like us.
Amen.
但是令我们特别高兴的一件事就是耶稣基督今天也是愿意和像你我这样的普通人相处待在一起的。
And it's wonderful to know that the Bible says that he is not ashamed to call himself our brother.
那圣经说他叫我们是他的兄弟啊，他并不以此为耻啊。
Now let's turn to Mark chapter 15.
我们现在翻到马可福音的十五章。
Nowhere in history do we find an example of humility such as the one we find here.
我们在人类的历史上从来没有看到一个谦卑的例子，像我们在这一章里将要看到的这样。
This is the greatest example of humility that the world has ever seen.
这个是这世界上的人能看到过的最伟大的谦卑的榜样了。
Verse 22 says, And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull.
看这个15章的22节，他们带耶稣到了哥哥他地方，哥哥他翻出来就是骷髅地。
They take him out of the city to crucify him.
这个时候他们把耶稣带出城啊，到城外去，要钉他十字架了。
Verse 27, with him, they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left.
27节，我们看27节，他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。
So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
我们看中间这个小字啊，不知道大家是不是小字，注有古卷在此有，这就应了经上的话说，他被列在罪犯之中。
And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, Aha, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days.
29节，从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说，嗨，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的。
Save yourself and come down from the cross.
可以救自己，从十字架上下来吧。
He allowed himself to be nailed to a cross in favor of those who had cried out for his blood.
所以你看，他是允许别人呢把他钉在十字架上，而且是那些就是他就顺了那些人的意啊，哪些人就是想要让他死的那些人的意啊。
He gave his life for those who spat on him.
他是对为了那些在他脸上吐唾沫的那些人而死的呀。
Those who whipped him.
为那些鞭打他的人而死的。
Those who mocked him.
那些辱骂他的人，羞辱他的人死的。
And when Jesus hung on the cross, he did not say, Ladies and gentlemen, you should understand that I am not a criminal.
他在十字架上的时候，他没有说，先生们、女士们，你们应该知道我可不是个罪犯呢。
He did not say, I have done nothing to deserve this.
他也没有说，我没有做什么错事配得这样的刑罚的。
He was numbered with the transgressors. There they are, one, two, three.
这里面说他列在罪犯之中啊，那里面有一二三个犯人。
He suffered there as if he were a criminal.
他在那里受苦啊，就好像他自己就是真的是个罪犯一样。
Hebrews 12:2 says that he endured the cross, despising the shame.
希伯来书的十二章的二节说，他忍受了十字架的羞辱啊。
This was the Holy Son of God.
他可是圣洁的儿子。
Treated like a guilty criminal.
他被人当成这个污秽的罪犯一样对待。
And he said no word to clarify who he really was.
但他却没有说一个字来表明他到底是谁。
No other example of humility comes close to this one.
没有任何一个谦卑的榜样能和主耶稣基督这个相比啊。
The first verse of Hebrews 1 says that God, having spoken many times and in many ways in these last days, spoke to us in his Son.
在希伯来书的一章的一节和二节是这么说的，他说神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God spoke on many occasions, but now he speaks as never before.
在旧约的时候，神曾通过各种样的方式对我们说话，但是现在他是用从未有过的方式对我们说话。
What does he come to say?
他到底在说什么呢？
What is the message that he communicates to us?
他这里要传达给我们的信息是什么呢？
Listen to what Hebrews 1:3 says.
我们看希伯来书的一章三节是怎么说的。
When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
三节的后半段，他说他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
This was God's final word to us.
这是神对我们说的最后的话。
It was the Son of God bleeding and dying for us on a cross.
最后这句话就是他的儿子在十字架上为我们流血，为我们而死。
Who is this God who comes and speaks to us from a cross?
那这个来在十字架上对我们说话的这个神是谁呀？
What kind of God allows himself to be nailed to a cross?
什么样的神能够允许别人把自己钉在十字架上呢？
We expect to see God on a throne, not on a cross.
我们本来是期待见到神是坐在宝座上的，而不是被钉在十字架上的，不是吗？
We expect to see him surrounded by worshippers, not scoffers.
我们是期待神是周围都是被敬拜者所环绕的，而不是被那些辱骂他的、藐视他的人环绕的，不是吗？
We expect to see him reigning in majesty, not bleeding and dying.
我们是期待神是在大能用他的大能来统治的，而不是在那里流血而死的吧。
When have you ever seen a God with spit on his face?
你什么时候见过一个神呢？他是允许别人吐唾沫在他的脸上呢？
Who has ever heard of a God who allows himself to be crucified?
你什么时候听说过一个神他允许别人把他钉在十字架上呢？
What God is this who places himself at the mercy of his rebellious creatures?
这位他竟然要指望就是那些残忍的人的怜悯的神呢？你见过这样的神吗？
What kind of God is this who comes and speaks to us from a cross?
所以这个来在十字架上对我们说话的神是一个怎样的神呢？
God spoke to us not from above but from below.
所以神不是在天上对我们说话的，是在下面对我们说话的。
He could have come with all his power and might and conquered us with his omnipotence.
当然他可以用他的大能啊，带着他的权势来征服我们的。
But he appears in the lowest, the most shameful place, and he conquers us with his humility and his love.
但是他却取了一个最低微的、最谦卑的方式，他是用他的谦卑来征服我们的，用他的爱来征服了我们。
This is the amazing magnificence of our Christ.
这是我们的基督啊，令我们惊奇的伟大之处啊。
Turn for a moment to Mark chapter 12.
我们现在翻到马可的十二章。
I'm going to read verse 38, and then he said to them in his teaching, Beware of the scribes who desired to go in long robes, love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at the feasts.
我们看马可的十二章的三十八和三十九节，耶稣在教训之间说，你们要防备文士，他们好穿长衣游行，喜爱人在街市上问他们的安，又喜爱会堂里的高位，筵席上的首座。
The seat of greatest honor at a banquet was to the right and then to the left of the host.
在宴席上啊，一个最尊贵的最尊贵的这个宾客的位置呢，就是在这个主人的右边，然后还有左边。
Those who occupied those seats had places of honor.
那坐在这两个位置上的人呢，都是尊贵的客人，最尊贵的客人。
On one occasion, Jesus stood up in a banquet and he spoke to all those who were present.
有一次有一个场合呢，主在筵席上，他站起来对所有筵席上的客人说话。
And he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I see you fighting to grab the best seats."
他说先生们女士们，我看呢你们都在争着想去坐那个最好的那个最高贵的位置。
I suggest that in the future you act differently.
但是我告诉你在将来呢你们会跟你们的行为会跟这个不一样。
I suggest that you take the seat of least honor, the last seat.
我建议你们呢你们先去取那个最低微的位置。
And it may be that the host will come and invite you to sit in a higher place.
然后也可能这个主人呢，后来就走到你这里来，邀请你到一个更尊贵的位置上去坐。
And you will have honor before all those who are present.
那个时候呢，你就在所有的宾客当中呢，有了尊贵，有了面子了。
When Jesus spoke those words, where was he sitting?
当主耶稣基督说这段话的时候呢，他是坐在哪里呢？
Where was he sitting?
他坐在哪？
He was occupying the last seat.
他就是坐在那个末位的。
He always occupied the last seat.
他总是选那个末位来坐的。
He always practiced what he preached.
他怎么讲道，他就是怎么实践的。
He was born in a stable.
Sorry. 他总是这样稳，就是稳定不变的。
He grew up in a poor family.
不是，他是出生在马厩里的，在生活。
He had nowhere to lay his head.
然后他没有地方来枕他的头。
He washed the feet of the disciples.
他洗门徒的脚。
And finally, he took the lowest place on the cross.
那最后呢，他取了一个最低最低的位置，那就是在十字架上的位置。
He occupied the lowest place that could be found in God's universe.
他取的这个位置是在整个神所造的这个宇宙中低的不能再低的位置了。
Our Lord's humility is utterly amazing.
所以主耶稣基督的这个谦卑啊，真是令我们惊奇。
We live in a world where everyone is trying to climb higher.
我们所生活的这个世界呢，每个人都想往高处爬。
Everyone is trying to occupy the best and the highest positions.
每个人都想努力的去做那个更好的、更高的位置。
But here comes the king, and he's coming down.
但是有一天这个王来了，他是从高位走下来的。
He's not interested in what we value so much.
他对我们所看重的东西他其实是不感兴趣的。
He descends and descends until he takes the last place on a cross.
所以他一直降卑，降卑再降卑，一直降到最后在十字架上。
The fame of great men of this world consists in climbing higher.
那这个世界呢，一个人爬得越高呢，他的名声就越大。
The fame of our Lord consists in coming down.
但是主耶稣基督的名声呢，是和他一直在降卑相契合、相吻合的。
And he did it out of love for us.
他这样做呢，是出于他对我们的爱。
How awesome is our Lord!
所以我们的主是多么的美好。
Now, Jesus said that if we sit in the last place, the host may come and call us to sit, to go higher.
所以主耶稣基督教导我们说，当你自己先坐在末位上的时候，主人可能会来，请你到更尊贵的位置上去坐。
When Jesus took the last place, was he invited to climb higher?
所以当主耶稣他自己取了那个最低的位置上以后，他是不是被邀请到一个更高的位置上了呢？
Let's go to the second to last verse in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 19.
我们看马可福音的16章的倒数第二节。
It says this, verse 19, So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven,And he sat down where? At the right hand of God.
我们看16章，马可16章的19节。主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上。我们看他坐在哪里呢？他坐在神的右边。
Please remember that the highest honor was to sit at the right hand of the host.
我们不要忘记了，这个最尊贵的位置呢，就是这个主人右边的这个位置。
And in the kingdom of God, that seat is now occupied by the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在在神的国里面，这个位置啊，坐的不是别人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he is the only one who truly deserves it.
他也是那个唯一真正配得这个位置的人。
Now we read in Philippians 2 that God has highly exalted the name of Jesus above all other names.
我们刚才在腓立比书的二章里面读过，就是神使耶稣的名啊，就是高过赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
One day, every knee will bow before him.
有一天万膝都要在他的面前屈膝敬拜。
Every tongue will say the word that he is Lord.
然后万口都要承认他是主。
And why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
Is that because he is the Son of God?
他之所以这样就是因为他是神的儿子吗？
Is it because he lived a holy life?
是因为他活出了一个圣洁的生命吗？
Is it because he performed many miracles?
是因为他行了很多的神迹奇事吗？
No, it is because he humbled himself.
不是的，是因为他谦卑了自己。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 11, we read this, For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
在路加福音的十四章里面which verse? 就是具体经文我不知道哪一，反正就是你谦卑自己的就被升高，你自己升高的就会被降卑。
No one ever humbled himself like the Lord did.
是路加十四章十一节，没有人像主耶稣基督这样谦卑过他自己。
And no one was exalted as he was.
也没有人像他这样被升到至高。
When Paul writes that God highly exalted him, he uses an unusual word.
所以当保罗写到神把他升到至高的时候呢，他用了一个不常用的一个词。
It's a word that shows up nowhere else in Greek literature.
在这个整个希腊的这个希腊文的新约里面啊，没有其他地方用过这个。
When Paul spoke of the exaltation of Christ, he invented a word.
当保罗写到主耶稣被升到至高这个时候，他是自己发明了一个词。
Because never had there been an exaltation like this one.
因为没有人类历史上没有任何一种地位的升高啊，是像主耶稣基督这样的。
Literally, it's God hyper exalted. It's a super exaltation of Christ.
他这个词的意思就是主就是神超级无比的把他升到了一个超级高的位置上。
No one ever humbled themselves as Jesus did.
因为没有人像主耶稣基督这样曾经把自己谦卑到这样的低的地位。
And no one was ever exalted as he was.
所以也没有人曾经像主那样被升到如此高他现在所在的这个位置上。
In closing, let me mention three things.
所以作为今天的总结呢，我提三点。
It is the humility of Christ that gives beauty to his character.
是主耶稣基督的谦卑啊，使他的这个性情是如此的荣美。
All the qualities that we admire in Christ are built upon his remarkable humility.
所以我们所有所尊崇的欣赏的主耶稣基督的这个伟大的这个性情啊，基础都在于他的谦卑。
He was not centered in himself.
他不是以他自己为中心的。
He was always thinking about the needs of others.
他总是去想到别人的需要。
Because there was no pride in his heart, he always reacted with patience and kindness.
因为在他的心里完全没有骄傲，他总是对别人是极其的耐心友善的。
He served others freely and joyfully.
他总是特别愿意去服侍别人，而且也很喜乐的去服侍别人。
He never did miracles to put on a show.
他从来不是为了要显明自己去表现自己去行一个神迹的。
His remarkable deeds were done in the most humble manner.
他这些伟大的作为啊，都是用这种最谦卑的方式做出来的。
The beauty of his life was great because his humility was great.
那他的这个生命之所以如此的美好美丽，是因为他的这个谦卑是伟大，他有伟大的谦卑。
And secondly,It is the humility of Christ that gives greatness to his person.
然后第二点就是主耶稣基督的谦卑啊，造就了他的伟大。
Jesus said in Mark 10, verse 43, whoever desires to be great among you shall be your servant.
那主耶稣在马可的十章的43节里面说啊，他说你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
Jesus taught that the greatest in the kingdom of God are the humble.
主耶稣是说在神的国里面啊，位高位大的人呢，其实是最谦卑的人。
He taught that those who humble themselves will be exalted.
他说凡是自己降卑的人呢，将来就会被升高。
God seems to value humility over every other virtue.
看上去啊，神对谦卑这个品格的这个看重程度要超过其他的品格。
Greatness in God's eyes has much to do with humility.
所以在神眼里，伟大呀，总是和这个谦卑直接联系起来的。
The highest place in the kingdom.Belongs to Christ because he took the lowest place.
那神的国里面最高的位置呢，是属于基督，是因为他取了最低的位置。
In the kingdom of God, only servants are great.
在神的国度里面，只有用人他们才是伟大的。
And no one is greater than Christ because no one served as he did.
那没有一个人比主耶稣基督伟大，因为没有一个人能像他那样去服侍。
So the beauty of Christ's character and the greatness of his person lie in humility.
所以主耶稣基督他这个人格里的伟大是和他的谦卑直接联系的。
And lastly, it is the humility of Christ that we are called to learn.
那第三点呢，就是我们被呼召要去学习主耶稣基督的谦卑。
Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart."
主耶稣在马可福音的11:29说，你们要效法我，像我这样谦卑柔和。
Humility is what he most wants us to learn from him.
他最想让我们学的就是学他的谦卑。
All our advances in Christ's likeness are advances in humility.
我们要是在主耶稣基督的形象和样式上要有什么长进的话呢，就是在谦卑上要有长进。
And when the Bible says in Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, it's talking about humility.
在腓立比书二章里面说，你们要以基督的心为心呢，这里面说的基督的心呢，就是指他的谦卑。
Without humility, every other virtue gets distorted.
那如果没有谦卑的话呢，那其他的这个品格都不可能建立。
Righteousness becomes self-righteousness.
那就其他的品格就都会扭曲了，比如说这个公义呢就变成了自以为义了。
Truth becomes dogmatism.
那真理呢就变成了这个教义，就是纯教义的这个知识了。
Knowledge puffs us up and it makes us arrogant.
然后你所有的知识呢就会使你自高，变得骄傲了。
When humility is lacking,Virtue gets derailed.
如果没有谦卑的话，那所谓的这些品格呢，就都会脱离轨道，就变味儿了。
When the devil sees pride in someone's heart, he rubs his hands and says, "Aha, here is someone that we can work with."
当撒旦在一个人心里如果看到骄傲的话，那他就会特别高兴，搓着手说，哎呀，这下我们可以有所作为了。
A prideful person becomesA useful instrument for the enemy to bring much discord in the church.
所以一个骄傲的人呢，在这个仇敌的手里呢，他就是一个可以使用的工具了，会导致这个教会的一些混乱的。
It seems that the only thing that really scares our enemy, the devil, is humility.
所以真正让我们的敌人害怕的就是我们的谦卑。
And if that's true,You and I should be very interested in the subject.
所以我们也应该对这个谦卑这个课题啊，特别的感兴趣才对。
we need to ask God to teach us the humility of the Lamb of God.
所以我们需要求神呢来教导我们这神的羔羊的谦卑。
The Bible declares that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
圣经说神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人。
God's grace is needed not only to start, but also to continue the Christian life.
所以我们的基督徒的生命啊，不仅开始的时候需要神的恩典，我们的生命往前继续，往前延续，也需要神的恩典。
Grace is the fuel of the spiritual life.
所以恩典是我们这个属灵生命的这个燃料啊，就是像我们要汽车的话，它就是燃料。
But God does not give his grace to the proud, he gives it to the humble.
但是刚才那句话说神是赐他的恩典给谦卑的人不是给骄傲的人的。
Humility allows the grace of God to flow in our life.
所以谦卑会使神的恩典永留在我们的生命里面。
We can only grow or change by the supernatural grace of God.
我们只能借着神这超自然的恩典和能力啊，我们才能够在属灵上成长，才能够改变。
And God only gives grace to the humble.
但是神只把这个恩典赐给谦卑的人。
I repeat, we can only grow or change by the supernatural grace of God.
我再重复一下，就是我们只能靠着神这超自然的恩典才能够成长。
And God only gives grace to the humble.
但是神只赐恩给谦卑的人。
Humility is crucial if we are to grow spiritually.
如果我们要在属灵上长进的话呢，谦卑是至关重要的。
The Apostle Paul was a man who had amazing experiences with God.
那使徒保罗呢，他是和神之间有这样奇妙的经历的一个人。
We read in 2 Corinthians 12 that he was caught up to the third heaven and saw things that he could not put into words.
那我们在哥林多后书里面读到过，他曾经被带到这个三重天里面啊，他都不能说一句话。
And God allowed a physical affliction in the life of Paul, and he prayed for it to be removed.
然后神呢也许可一个肉体的刺，一颗刺啊，这个扎在这个保罗的肉体上。
That prayer was denied.
但是保罗呢求主把这个刺挪掉，但是神没有应允他。
And Paul said, God allowed this thorn in the flesh to keep me humble.
然后保罗说，神让这颗刺在我的始终留在我的肉体里，是为了使我谦卑的。
He was in danger of being filled with pride because of the remarkable revelations he had received.
因为他是很有这个变得骄傲的危险的，因为他曾经从神那里得到了极大的启示。
And if he became proud, God would not be able to use him as before.
那如果他变得骄傲了的话呢，神就不能像以前那样再使用他了。
So God allowed a physical loss to bring about a spiritual benefit.
所以神呢许可他在肉体上有一些损失，为的是带给他属灵的益处。
A thorn in the flesh kept him humble and allowed him to receive more of God's grace.
所以这肉体的刺啊，是为了使他保持谦卑，能够得着更多从神来的恩典。
It is not our victories or our exploits, but our humility that allow others to see Christ in us.
所以不是我们的成功，我们的胜利啊，而是我们的谦卑能够使别人看见神在我们身上的恩典。
It is when we say, I did wrong, please forgive me.
我比如说我们说我做错了，求你赦免我。
It is when we stoop to serve.
也是当我们蹲下来去服侍别人的时候。
It is when we sacrifice time and effort for others.
是当我们牺牲我们自己的时间和精力去服侍别人的时候。
It is when we humble ourselves that people see Jesus.
是当我们谦卑我们自己的时候，人们从我们身上就看到了耶稣。
And God provides us with many opportunities to learn humility.
而且神也给我们很多的供应我们很多的机会来学习谦卑。
When someone offends us, it's an opportunity to learn humility.
当有人得罪我的时候，就是我们的一个学习谦卑的机会了。
When failure comes our way, it's an opportunity to learn humility.
当我们在我们的人生的路上经历失败的时候，也是我们学习谦卑的机会。
When we need to ask for forgiveness, it's an opportunity to learn humility.
所以当我们需要去祈求别人的赦免的时候，原谅的时候，也是我们学习谦卑的机会。
Some time ago, I did a Bible study with a group of couples, and one of the topics we dealt with was pride.
那一段时间之前呢，我是跟一群一些夫妻一起来学圣经，我们谈论的一个话题呢，就是骄傲。
Pride brings conflict into relationships.
骄傲呢会给在人与人的关系当中带来冲突。
The study involved filling out a personal worksheet on the subject of pride.
我们学习的过程中，其中做一个功课呢，就是找一张纸，把你的那个骄傲的点都写出来。
I filled out the sheet and ended up ticking off most of the things on the list.
然后我就就应该是把这个写上的单子上的都一点点去掉吧，这个意思。
I had to face the fact that there was a lot of pride in my life.
我必须面对一个事实啊，就是我在我的生命里有很多的骄傲。
And so I began to confess and to renounce every area of pride in my life.
所以我必须承认我是在这些方面骄傲的，所以我要努力在这些方面上把我的骄傲拿去。
When I finished doing that, I began to see a number of changes in my life.
当我把这件事做完了以后呢，我就开始看到我的生命里有一些改变了。
I became more aware of the needs in my children's lives.
那我就发现我对我孩子的生命里的一些需要呢，就更敏感了。
I had greater freedom to apologize and ask forgiveness even of my children.
然后我那个时候就能够更自如的能放下面子去请求别人的原谅和赦免了，即使甚至是祈求我的孩子的原谅了。
I became more honest with my wife, confessing weaknesses I had not told her about.
然后我也更愿意向我的妻子坦诚啊，坦然承认我的一些软弱，这些软弱以前我都不愿意跟他说的。
I experienced a new level of emotional intimacy with my wife.
然后我就真的经历了跟我妻子在这个感情上更亲密的一个关系了。
I even experienced a new level of intimacy with God.
而且我也甚至经历了跟神之间更亲密的关系。
And I was shocked to see how pride had been so harmful in my life.
然后我就很惊奇地看到这个骄傲是多么伤害我的生命啊。
And I began to pray that God would protect me from the damaging influence of pride.
然后我就开始祷告，我祈求主保护我们，保护我不再受这个骄傲的伤害。
The Bible exhorts us to be clothed with humility.
那圣经呢是劝诫我们，教导我们要披上谦卑啊。
Humility is a good robe to wear.
所以谦卑是一个好衣服啊，我们要穿上的一件好衣服。
Humility is a robe of distinction in the kingdom of God.
所以谦卑呢是使我们在神的国度里面显出不同的这个东西。
And humility is precisely the robe that Christ wore.
因为主耶稣基督就是穿了这件谦卑的外袍。
And it is the robe that we are called to put on as well.
神也呼召我们也要穿上这谦卑的外袍。
I close with the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
我最后呢用彼得前书五章六节这段经文这句经文呢来结束我今天的讲课。
And the Apostle Peter says to us, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
彼得前书五章六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Thank you and may God bless you.
谢谢大家，愿主祝福大家。
Amen.
Thank you. Dear Brother Harold, would you just give a final word and close in prayer, please?
哦，那先请那Harold 长老做最后的总结，给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Well, we've heard some delightful words this evening. And we've heard some very challenging words. We rejoice at the humility of our Savior, but if you're like me, you wonder at the lack of humility in your own life.
当然我们很高兴地看到主耶稣基督的谦卑，但是如果你像我一样的话，我也在想我的生命里是多么缺乏谦卑啊。
And our brother is right, we need that humility. It's just, it's hard to identify where the need is and to rectify it.
所以我们就像刚才这个弟兄说的，我们需要明白我们在生命里哪些地方需要谦卑，我们要把它们找出来并来对付它们。
So we're going to pray now that the Lord will help us to mature into this position of humility, that in fact we may be exalted by the Lord and by the grace of God be used by the Lord.
所以我们现在一起来祷告，求主呢使我们在这个谦卑上能够变得更加成熟，能够使神能够使用我们。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we remember the words of our Lord on one occasion. I guess it was the disciples who said to him, Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，我记得在圣经里面有一次门徒问主说，主啊，求你教导我们该如何祷告。
And Lord, we pray that you will teach us to pray regarding this particular need for humility.
主啊，我们祈求你教导我们该如何为我们这个谦卑这个需要来祷告。
Fact is, we would like to be like Christ, but it's probably more common for us to say, I'd like to be like Christ in his power, in his effectiveness, but not necessarily in his humility.
我们都说我们想要变得像主那样，但是其实我们更多的时候呢是想像主那样有能力，像他那样做事有果效，但其实我们很少说我们想像主那样谦卑。
And so Lord, this evening our prayer is that we might heed the counsel of the Lord and that we might humble ourselves under his mighty hand.
主啊，愿我们的请求是，求你让我们能够留意主给我们的教导，能够谦卑在他的大能的手下。
Lord, teach us how to do this, we pray. Give us the zeal and the commitment of heart to see that accomplished and then work it out in the details of our lives, we pray.
主啊，求你教导我们该怎么做，让我们知道在怎么样在我们的生命中去操练这个事，能够成就这样的谦卑。
So again, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not only our example, but he is our help. And we pray for that at this time in this matter.
主啊，我们为父啊，我们为主耶稣感谢你，因为他不仅是我们的榜样，也是我们的帮助。我们现在就为谦卑这个话题向你祈求帮助。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
我们现在奉主耶稣基督的名祈求和感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jerry.